Well, we're going to pick up with Bruce Maccabee, who has worked as a research physicist for 31 years in the Naval Surface Warfare Center in Virginia. He's also the author of two books, The UFO FBI Connection and Abduction in My Life. Bruce has intensely investigated UFO cases over the years, but stresses that his work as a research physicist in the Naval Surface Warfare Center has no connection. This is his private and great interest, and one of the areas that he has taken a deep interest in is what happened, what reports could he find of things in the sky that people reported when we weren't supposed to have any aerial machines in the sky. And a case that he's going to talk to us about now, and what he's going to be talking about in the morning here at this MUFON conference, involves three brightly glowing objects that were beneath clouds flying in an echelon formation. And here now is Bruce Maccabee to set up the date, the time, and what happened.
Wonderful.
Hello.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Oh, fine, and you?
We're keeping you up late tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, that's right.
This report that you are going to announce tomorrow is really one of those remarkable cases. If you can, why don't you give us just a little highlight of some of the things you'll be talking about tomorrow?
Sure. I can set the stage for you by saying you have to imagine it's 1904 and you're on board a naval vessel 300-some miles west of San Francisco. And the details that I will not be able to get to tonight, for those of your listeners who can't make it to my talk tomorrow morning, can get a lot of the information off my website, which you could find just by doing a Google search on my name, Bruce Maccabee, or you could type in www.brucemaccabee, all one word, .com, and scroll down to what I call a case of remarkable meteors. And these were indeed remarkable. Now, the witnesses are, I would say, above average in terms of their observational capability. These were the people on night watch on a Navy ship, three witnesses who saw, this is in February of 1904, one night at 6 o'clock in the morning, they saw to their northwest three bright objects approaching the ship. And these things, as far as the witnesses were concerned, appeared to be under the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that when I looked up the ship's log, the log has a weather report for each day, for each hour of each day, and at that time the sky was 90% covered with clouds. So for them to say it was under the clouds probably means they were correct. It was under the clouds. Certainly if it would have been above clouds, they wouldn't have been able to see it most of the time. Instead, they were able to observe these things approaching the ship. And then, as they, well, to describe the, use their description, when the angular elevation reached about 45 degrees, so they were like halfway up the sky.
Right, yeah.
They suddenly soared upwards through the clouds. And then, again, to quote their description, the forward motion diminished and finally ceased when the angular elevation was about 75 degrees. So, in other words, these things were going along more or less horizontally at first, then they curved upwards and went almost radially away from the ship.
Gee, Bruce, meteors don't do that.
Well, but these are remarkable meteors.
Yeah.
Remarkable. It's remarkable what remarkable meteors can do.
Absolutely.
Now, the lead object was described as being sort of egg or pear-shaped with a jagged pointed front leading edge and a round rear end, which the size, the angular size, to be about six times the size of the sun. And it was a red, all three of these things were reddish glowing objects. They were traveling, and they appeared to be traveling in a fixed formation that they maintained through the bend and as they were going up into the sky away from the earth. Flying in echelon is the term that was used in the log. So these things were approaching the ship, curved upwards, and then zipped away. And They were seen for over 2 minutes, perhaps as long as 3 minutes, There are two reports on this. One is the what was written in the ship's log that I looked up. The a more formal report was made by Lieutenant Frank Schofield, who was the lieutenant in charge of the ship at the time. There was the officer on deck and two other people who saw it, and Lieutenant Schofield interviewed them immediately afterwards, and he published his report in a technical journal called the Monthly Weather Review, which published this in March of 1904. Now, we didn't have anything flying around in 1904 except blimps. The Wright brothers were just literally getting off the ground.
That's true. Trying to, at least.
What?
Trying to get off the ground.
Yes, right. We'll be celebrating their success in another 8 months or whatever, next December. Anyway, these objects were seen for over 2 minutes, and they didn't go all the way across the sky. They only went halfway. And if you figure out about how far they might have traveled off from the horizon, maybe 50 miles in 2 minutes or something like that, the speed was on the order of 1,000 miles an hour. Now, this is just a guess based on some reasonable assumptions, but we're talking about hundreds of miles an hour at least. And now the cloud height was about a mile high, according to the weather report. And if these things passed up through the clouds at an angle of 45 degrees, then you can calculate that that they were a certain about 1.4 miles away from the ship. And then if you use the six suns' angular size at a distance of 1.4 miles, that corresponds to almost 400 feet.
Bruce, did they ever talk
about... The implication being that we had an object 400 feet, another one about 150 feet, another one about 100 feet in diameter.
That was exactly what I was going to ask you. Those are pretty immense sizes, even for now.
Yes, these are even much bigger than the airplanes that were around for many years after that.